Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the service here this evening. For the first song, let's turn our church hymnal to song number 64. Song number 64 in your church hymnal. For our next song, let's turn to 398. In your church hymnal.
Purchase of God.
Then for our third song, let's turn to song number 64 in our church hymnal. Did we sing this song already? Yeah, okay, sorry. 232. Sorry about that. Thank you. And at this time, we're going to turn over to Mylon. He will have a devotional for us.
Good evening, everyone. As you know, we're getting into the Christmas season here. We don't know exactly when Christ was born, but this is the time we celebrate it. So I'm just going to read the account of that in Luke 2. Let's read that and not give too many comments, but it's like Luke chapter 2 through about verse 20. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his spouse's wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what we want to be doing tonight also, is praising and glorifying God. And hopefully we will want to have peace to all men and goodwill to them. Tell them the good news. Verse 15, It came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had seen, they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Would you stand? We'll have prayer this time. Father in heaven, we just thank you that you were willing to come down and be the sacrifice for us to take away our sin. Thank you for all you've done for us. Help us to praise you and bring glory to you, and tell others about you, and to live in a way that's pleasing to you. With our singing this evening, help us to think of the words we are saying, to mean them, and to glorify you. Let's pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Mylon, for that. Okay, I think majority of us have our Zion praises with us here tonight. Let's sing a couple songs out of there. Let's start with song number 110. It's a Christmas song. 110 in your Zion praises. about that. Let's turn to song number 119. Angels We Have Heard on High. Thank you. And this time we'll have a couple songs for the children. The children can come up forward, and I think Caitlin will have some songs.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, children, Caitlin, for that. Let's turn to number 95, the Christian hymnal. Number 95. And if someone has a selection after this, I'll take one. Okay, after this song, girls, are you ready for your group? We'll have a girls group then after this. Number 92.
Thank you.
Thank you, girls, for that. That sounded really, really good. Okay, so let's turn our Zion praises to song number 123, Away in a Manger. Away in a Manger, song number 123. Second song, let's turn to 133 in Zion Praises. To us a child of hope is born. At this time, Jerry Good is going to come up and share a history and then lead out on a song.
Good morning. Good evening. It's always a little difficult for me to know what song to pick for history. And so I didn't pick just one, I picked two. As a parent, there is something so invigorating or exciting, or another word is awe, when your first child is born. It's so perfect, and it's just, you know, so much to admire God's creation. And even when it gets to your seventh, there's still something that just makes you stand in awe. And I have heard and listened to the song sung, "Mary, Did You Know?" How many of you know that song? Okay, I was afraid that I was saying something completely new to you. And I've listened to this song for over 30 years, and it was a while ago, I would say in the last month, 2 months, that there is a quote in there that I never pondered on, never thought, never stood out to me until just recently, and I have had to replay that verse multiple times because it's just, when you get your imagination going. So it's saying here, you know, that one day your baby's going to walk on water. This little boy's going to walk on water. He's going to save your sons and your daughters. He's going to help the blind to see. He's going to calm the storm. And then it gets down to the point, and this is the part that just gripped me. Did you know that when you kissed your baby, you kissed the face of God? Ponder on that. Did you know that when you kissed your baby, you kissed the face of God? He's going to make the blind to see, the deaf to hear. He's going to raise the dead, the lame to leap, the dumb to speak. All of this is going to happen to this little baby that you're holding in your hands. And anyhow, that was just, I wanted to share that with you. It was something that just really stood out to me. When those little babies are born, their skin is so soft and so perfect. And I think it's a God-derived wish or whatever to kiss that baby. And anyhow, as I was pondering on that, what if this was the child you're holding was God? In your Christian hymnal, number 427. And what made me choose this specific song is, again, another something that happened in our home that makes you, as a parent, stand up and wonder what is happening, and you can't point any finger at anybody else besides you yourself, is when we come across some of these older songs and our children don't know them. It's like, I've known this song all my life. Where have you been? But the cross is not greater. Taken out of Romans 8:38, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And there's no great big history to this song. I will read what they have here. It's a song that tells us to look the grace of Jesus Christ for help to bear the cross that we might be more than conquerors. The text was written and the tune was composed both by Ballington Booth, who was born in Bridgehouse, Yorkshire, England, on July 28, 1857, the second child of William and Catherine Mumford Booth, founders of the Salvation Army, while his father was still a minister with the Methodist New Connection. The Booth children grew up in a home where religion was the dominating interest. Ballington and his older brother, Bromwell, would often play games with where they would preach to the congregation consisting of their younger brother and sisters with their dolls. The Booths did not believe in exposing their children to the evils of the world by sending them to school, so their mother directed their early education at home with the aid of governess and tutors. Ballington was 8 years old when his father began the Salvation Army, and, like the other Booth children, grew up with the army. When it was time for the boys to proceed with their formal education, Ballington and his younger brother, Herbert, were sent to a boarding school in Bristol. After graduating, Ballington, with the rank of captain, was given a command in Manchester with children's work. Upon returning to England by way of Canada and the United States, he married Maud E. Charlesworth and was almost immediately dispatched to the command of the Salvation Army in the United States. It was in 1892 that he produced this hymn for the Soldier Soloist, a Salvation Army hymn book. However, in 1896, when his father recalled him to England due to fears that Ballington and his family were becoming too Americanized, the younger Booth refused to return, broke with his father, and organized a new group, the Volunteers of America. And then at the age of 83, he passed away, which was in 1940. And this song, along with another one, was sung at his funeral. So anyhow, that's just a little history of this song. And if someone else is leading the song, I think I do okay, but to actually lead it myself, I'm a little bit unsure. So I ask an interest in your help. We will sing verses 1, 3, and 4. 427 in the Christian hymnal.
The cost that we give may be heavy, but it never outweighs His grace. The storm that I fear may surround me,
Thank you, Jerry, for those songs there. Does someone else have a number?
134, Zion's Praises.
Okay. Number 134, Star of the East. Let's go back to the Christian hymnal to number 99. And then let's do verses 1, 2, 4, and 5. And on the fourth verse, we have the chorus start coming up. So number 99, 1, 2, 4, and 5.
Three songs tonight, two Christmas songs, and then one children's song. Children's song that he's got the whole world in his hands. So we're singing one the first Christmas song first, and then children's song, and then the last Christmas song.
No,
he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the tiny little baby. In his hands, he's got the tiny little baby. In his hands, he's got the tiny little baby. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the sun and the moon. In his hands, he's got the